This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are, by the latest tallies, something more than $3.5 trillion into the government's economic rescue plan, with probably more on the way. So with the congressional price tag for this economic crisis headed deeper into the 13 digits, that is what trillions looks like, we're going to do a bit of a big picture primer here on government spending on the program over the next couple of days and why it matters long term and short. First thing to remember is that whenever you talk about debt, you got to talk about another word, too.
The deficit.
Which is?
The excess of the amount you're spending this year over the amount that you're taking in.
That's Valerie Ramey. She teaches economics at the University of California, San Diego. The government spends money every year on things like Social Security and the military. And this year, those coronavirus rescue packages we were talking about a couple of seconds ago. The deficit is the difference between what we spend annually and what we take in, mostly through taxes. As of its latest estimates, the Congressional Budget Office figures the coronavirus legislation has increased the deficit this year from around $1 trillion to about $3.7 trillion. One single year, that is, of revenues minus spending.
Every time they spend more than they take in, that just adds up to their debt.
Their debt, our national debt, actually, is well over $26 trillion right now.
And if they keep doing it year after year as they have, the amount of debt, which means the total amount that they owe people, keeps growing over time.
Till eventually?
The last time we had debt levels that high were at the end of World War II.
The national debt is so big now in part because of spending increases in times of crisis like this one, but also because of other fiscal policy decisions that Congress and the White House have made, the GOP's trillion-dollar debt finance tax cut being the most recent example. The catch, of course, is that if you don't have the money, you got to borrow the money, which is what we have been doing for decades.
What they're doing is floating more government bonds. So basically, they're taking out loans is a way to think about it.
So tomorrow on the program, those loans and part two of debt and deficit and this economy, how come people keep lending us so much money?